Where I'd just like to start is, you know, maybe I'll revisit the issues that I spoke about last week. I just want to say that they're even more complicated than I thought, especially in Mishneh Torah, what's going on, and I'm not prepared to talk about it yet, okay? So therefore, I'm not going to say anything. I do want to say that I think it was a major breakthrough, but the Mishneh Torah still needs a lot of work. There's a Sefer Ikrim with a gist of what Moshe Rabbeinu exactly Klaifel heard, and it's not another text, and the question is, it's not clear the whole issue. And this approach, I thought to go with Baskol, but since it was Ponim Oponim, the Rambam says, Mufushim or Nevuchim, the Ponim Oponim means no Malach, and Baskol means with the Malach, and Rambam and Nevuchim, okay, say that, ad kan. So, I just want to just short, you see here, you'll find on page your test, in the Frankel edition, on page Yutes Omer Aleph. I just push it. It's very straightforward. He quotes the Rambam both in Mishneh Torah and Sefer Mitzvos in a few places. I just want to tell you that I'm not going to speak about it, but Lemaisa in in the text that he has in Sefer Mitzvah and Kufayin Dalad, okay, he has a text that says, Omesh in Tzavinu Lishmoye Bekol Bezna Godo, Lasa is Kol Mashi Tzivo, Shi Yitzavu, it was the Mitzvah Sey Kechol Shiru, Kufayin Dalad, Mitzvah Sey. O Lefi, he says, V'ein Hefrish B'zeh, Bein Adov Shireu, okay, here, Yireu, there's something very strange going on here. I don't understand exactly. Kapach is Magril, a whole new translation in Arabic, which has nothing to do with the Arabic. I spoke to your Arabic scholar, and he told me he doesn't know where he got it from. It means what they feel, Mashisavru. The problem is, that I know why Kapach did it, because there's no Makor in the Rambam or any place in Chazal that what Bezin happens to be of that opinion, okay, is a Loisoso. In other words, Loisoso is how they use your Gimomidais, how they say it was a Pirusha Makubo, or they make Zeris Takonos and Minhogais. This doesn't fit into any categories, that's why he says, Mashi Kibalmu. But there's no Makor for such translation. The correct translation is Sobo, and you don't know what it means, okay? That's what the Ramban says as his translation, Bein Adover Shiyiruhu. So we don't know what that means exactly, okay? But that's the translation, okay? Oshiotziu Behekish means really, it means the proper translation, it's the use of the Limudio Tatoraniot, which really means you give me the Chateau Nidresh bread. That is the Seder, okay? O adover she yaskimu olov shu sei hatera. Okay, this is very strange how the Ramban wrote this. Okay, it's a translation which you find in some of the texts in Kufayin Dalad in the Mitzvah Sei. I spoke to Professor Langerman. He pointed out to me he thought that it just was a question of a total sort of in Arabic of how you might have written the words and come up with it. There's nothing to do, Seyda Teira has nothing to do with the Asay of the Kodesh Yerucha. That's very clear. Okay? So, I'm just going to tell you there's a problem here, and the translation, it's just strange how the Ramban It's not even clear how well the Ramban knew Arabic, okay? Because he was in Catholic Spain. But whatever it is, this, I don't know what it is, okay? It's a wrong translation of the Arabic. Olufi inyan shem me'anyanim shiru lahem shiya yoyshe v'chizuk v'tikur adas. That's referring to Xenis Takonis, which they want to be metaken the das hayudis, they're afraid certain things are going to happen. Okay? That's B'Seidah Gomel. Okay? V'tchilis chibur agodo, omba v'minyan amitzis, v'yesh mitzis acherish l'schatshu achrei matan teira, v'kobboi se nevim v'chachomim, it's probably nevim or chachomim. Okay? And the nevim, I pointed out, is because of Ruach HaKodesh Nekoyach in Teira, not in Beteris Nevuah, because that's a problem of Ve'asheker. Here, there's a very important thing. He says, "Unatilas Yadayim." Okay, he's referring to what the Rambam has in the Chibur Agodol after the Minyan HaKotzer, and there it reads Yadayim. And this is very important because we were going back and forth about this with the Rambam and Mishnah Torah. The truth is, this Girsa does not exist any place in any Kisveyad. Where the Ramban got this from, whether he just added it himself, I can't tell you, but his Natilas Yadayim is very important, okay? Then he says, Eiruvin, but he leaves out a line, there's a V'yesh l'kol mitzvah ve'eiruv pirushim v'diktukim v'akol yizbaru v'chibu zeh. That doesn't quote, okay? Kol elu amitzis chayovim on lekabo on l'shamam shneim lo isosam and adom ha-shegim l'chol yamin l'smol. Okay? So that's okay. The Rambam has an assay of on Pirushim Mekubal and on Yigimu Midas and on Gzeris Takonis and Minhogais Kol Shlosha Mehen. He has, and that the Ram has, he quotes, Umavur Mizeh Od, Kosav, it's B'Sefer Shoiftim, that's in Perek Alva Locha Beis, Choloshin Azeh, Echor Advom Shalom Doison, Mipi Hashmur, Mipi, he leaves that line, Mipi Hashmur, Ve'in Terish of Alper, V'Echor Dvorim Shalom Do Mipi, you know what this is? This is classical, people are matik from Kisveyad, this Hashmot Ari Deh Dermis. He stopped with the word Mipi, and he moved to the next line, and he left out a whole thing, because the same was the same word. That's what's called Hashmot Ha'edayim. This is exactly what happened over here. Whether it was the Ramban, or was someone who copied the Ksavyat of the Ramban, or whatever it was, it's Hashmot Ha'edayim, because the line missing, Hashmua Behe Matera, Shebal Peh, V'yechot Vorim, Shalom the Mipi. So he stopped Mipi Hashmua, and he went to Mipi, and he went Da'atom. And that's that, okay? Biachas me'amidah shatoy nidreshes bohen. Okay. And then he left out a line, v'nir v'ineim shadov v'kachu. V'yechot dvorim sh'osu v'yisam siyog v'atayr l'fi ma'aseh hashor. This is a problem, because Nusra Baram, who is v'nir v'ineim shadov v'kachu, and that's what it is. I don't know what he got l'fi ma'aseh hashor. Okay, I don't know what he wants there. And Vehei magzeh takonis min hogeris b'chol echad v'yachad mishloish edvorim elu mitzaseh v'shmoy lehem v'oiva al achas mehen oiva b'loisaseh ha'yoyme al atera p'atera she'yerucho elu Hatakonis should have been there, because they have only Agzeus and Minhogais. Shioru Bohem Rabbin Tilchazik Adas or Sakin Oilam, Val Mishma Shayomu Lacho, Eil Vom Shalomdu, Shishilamdu Aisan Minadin, Piachas Minamidish are telling the Dreshit Bohem. Okay, that's okay. Miko Adova Shagiloko, Zua Kabbalah Spiusha Bukubon. Zua Kabbalah Shikim Lishripish, called Eilu Divaram. Okay, that's the same. Okay. Okay. Kol Eilu Divrei Harav. Okay. Then, V'nischayiv od lefi zois hashita, loy mashenas zokin mamre, al gzeris atakonis lefi, shekol oiva al loisosu, im hoire bezodoim, nas zokin mamre, v'chayiv misis bezden. Shedem v'isha sheyase bezodoim v'goyme, v'lo agav, v'datoi, kol ze, shuhu kein, v'kosu b'furish, v'esh v'egdal, v'chein, im cholak aleim b'gzeirim en gzeiris, שגוזרו בדובר שיש בו שקוק קורחתוס וזדור הקורס בעוד שהיית זכומת ביום בארבע עושו בשור שישיס או שעושו בענור בשור חמישיס הרי זה חי מיסו חי קוגייצו בזה אוקיי? Because the Ram learned that we've discussed already many times that a chomet with the Rabbonon is a chalushim chomet. Because for the Chiv Zokei Mamre, you need Dover Shechayom Moloch Kores. Okay? So if it's Chomet with Rabbon, it's Dover Shechayom Moloch Chomet. Okay? And that's what Chaim pointed out. And from Seita, that you see that a person's Bola Asosa Beis Chomov is an Issa Bia Midaraisa. Because a person violates Shabbos. The Mesoita is Boidek Ishtoi, but a person's Boa Al-Sosa Beis Chomov, the Mesoita is not Boidek, so even if it's a Drabonon. And that's a Chiddush, the Boa Al-Sosa Beis Chomov, Chesus Yisui Bia by Seita, is a big Chiddush, even if you assume a Drabonon is the Reisbach. What's Yisui Bia? It's a Chmuteles, it's just not a kind of a Kiddushin. And that's totally Yisui Bia from Seita, or Bia. Be a miyomov, say of the same Rambam, and that's the Rambam holds that it's chometz. Okay, we say that's not our issue. But we can't discuss the arichas. We discuss the farmers, po, the kain, and kunches the visoif. We say that. Then the Rambam goes the following. The Rambam goes the following. Rambam continues. Hine hogav buiner. In a lot of poetry, I don't know what he wants with his poetry. Boine choyma gavoya soviv ledivrei chachomim. Okay. So he says, you can overdo it, and by overdoing, you're making it worse. That's what he's trying to say. Avol hi kiferetz neifel nivo, which the pasuk Yeshaya. B'choyma nizgovo, ashe pisoim lefesa yobo shivro, lefi shihi svo nifsedes, b'roi m'koyma ispetalmud. Okay? So he says, by overdoing it, he's basically messing things up. That's in the, what the purpose of the poetry with the psukim, I can't tell you. Okay? Now, next. Now it goes like this. Now, this is what I want to focus on, okay? I just wanted to give you the background of what's going on. Ki hinei l'da'atoi ha-mishtamesh b'mechubo k'goy shenismach alo ilon o shemetaltel ha-machat mechama l'tzeel o she'oma l'goy v'yoso v'afilu v'siyo p'siyo gaso oivu hu ha-asei v'alo isase menateo v'roi hu luka ismalkus ha-boim hibesh shvichai malkus. The problem is the lashit nasor is Mrs. Bezin because the same laugh is okay mamre. Therefore, he's potter me malchus. Ela shapotu olav shom b'sefer shayftim perik alocha beis minayshin it nasor is Mrs. Bezin shekol chochlu shemamre al divreim misasa b'chenik. That's b'seder. Now I want to go over this. He has four examples of the rabbonon, which basically you should mechayim malchus. He talks about Mishtamish Mechuba on Shabbos. Okay. Tilto Machat Michama Letzel. Okay. Oma Lugoy Vyosa. Then he says Vafilu Ifsi Ifsi Agasa. Okay. Just from the Lashon itself, the two very interesting things. In the first case, he gives us an example. Okay. He doesn't, it's not enough Mishamish Bakuva. He says, Ukigain, right? Of Nismach V'ilon, correct? Then in the fourth case, he adds that Afil. So there's such a big Chiddush in Psi Gasa. Afil is Psi Gasa. Something very strange going on there also. And then just to notice, when he says the case of machat, he has dafka, not a push, the case of tiltal muksa. He has a tiltal of klisha machtalisa mechama letzel, which is not letzel gufa mekoyma, if that's the case. Okay? And then, amil la'akum, he very careful to say vi'osa. He doesn't say amil la'akum, he says amil la'goy vi'osa. Okay? Is that the text? Now that's every word now. Let's read it again, you see. But he's mamish, if you look over here, there's mamish, I want to spend the whole year, and maybe part of next year, you know, tili tili shaloch is in each thing what he's trying to mechadish over here. Okay? Kihinei ledaatoi, hamishtamish b'mechuba kigay, she nismach ala ilon, which is not a nif'al, nismach ala ilon. It doesn't say she semech ala ilon, she nismach ala ilon. Okay? Nismach ala ilon. Or she mitalto amachan mechama letzel b'shabbos. Oh, she'oma legoi v'yosa, v'afilu hisiya psiya gasa, oi v'aseh v'aloisaseh minateira v'loi hulukas. We say it up? Okay. Now we'll take one at a time. Okay? Ha'mishtamish mechuba, k'goi she'nismach. So we have the problem, what is the example for? And why is the example in Loshen Nif'al? Nismach. So the emes is Rabbi Yisai, the Chatiseft in Eruvin. How we get Tiseft in Eruvin? And the Rambam, you'll see also. Tiseft in Eruvin, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Gimel. V'lo yeshev aleihen, v'lo yismach aleihen, l'fi shein oilin bi'ilon. Okay, let's say that. So, Tiseft, the vital of v'ein nitlin bi'ilon. Loshen Nifal. V'ein nismachin ala ilon. And then he adds something else, which is Siddhis L'Ramam. Lo ya'ale li ilon mi ba'od yoyim kidei shetichshach v'yeshev shom kol oise hayoyim. Odosa tisefta. Tisefta. Tisefta in Eilvin. The Rambam. Perichof Aleph Mehilchoi Shabbos Halacha Bov Hatoylesh Chayim Mishum Koytze. Now you have to understand, Perichof Aleph already is the Prokim of Shavuos. The Rambam has Perich Zayin, he talks about Melachos in general. Perich Ches, he starts going through the obvious Melachos, the Toldos, and telling you what is Chayiv, what is not Chayiv, Ches, Tes, Yud Aleph, okay? Then he has different Inyonim Moitzah, whatever, and he gets into different Inyonim Moitzah. He gets, then, in Chof, he introduces various problems of Shvi Sbehemtoi, Shvi Zavodim, whatever. Per Chof Aleph is the Prokem of Shavuos. He introduces every moch, he says, Atelesh, Chai Mishum Kaitse, and then he goes into Gzeret Abon Mishmos. Lefikach! Fuchule. And one of the things is, Ein Oilin Be'ilon, Fuchule. V'ein Nitlin Be'ilon, V'ein Nismachin Be'ilon, again, the Nif'al. Then the Ram does something which even adds greater light. The Ramban doesn't say it, but Lechayim means to say it. Then he has a general rule, which I think goes on everything, we'll see. The Ein Mishtam Shimimuchuba Lekalka Klau! He adds another word, Klau. What does he want with Klau? Gizera Shema Yitlash. So there's a Issa from Kreitze, Mishum Teilesh, and there's a Issa of Mishtabish Mechuba, Gem Gzeira, that you might come to this problem of Teilesh. So I would assume for a Mishtabishin, the Mechuba Klal is an explanation of Ein Nitlin Bilon. V'ein nismachim v'ilon, ולא יעלה במיליון לישב שם כל היום כולה. And the Rambam wants to tell you, Nismochen, this klal, that in the shvus of Ein Mishtamshin b'machuba was Nischadesh, that a Maisa Kolderu is enough. And that's why you can have the shvus formulated in a Loshon of Nif'al. Okay? And therefore, you could imagine, that's what the Ramban also wants to stress. Kigay, Ein Mishtamshin Mechuba, Zachachidish, in the Ein Mishtamshin Mechuba, that Ein Nismach, that even a Nismach, even something which is a Maisa Kolduhu, which is Nifal, I'm not a poil really, is also enough. And that's what I want to stress. And that's the Rambam is Machadish. Rebbe always to say, you know, they asked the Kasha from Nemukhi Yosef, the Chisha Mishum Chitzai, how we Madlik Neiris, Shabbos, and the Yisamalacha Mishabbos. So Rebbe used to say that the Rambam answers this Kasha with the Rambam in Perek Gimel Melecha Shabbos Halacha Aleph. That the Ram says that Melech Shabbos are pulls on Shabbos. If I do something out of Shabbos, if I'm a shavy al tazer, if I'm not doing anything, that's not Melech Shabbos. Melech Shabbos is a pool. Okay? That's what he says in Perek Gimel Chalav. So, really, if I light the candle, so good, I'm dachamadlik on Shabbos, but I'm a shavy al tazer, so to say. Nischadish in Trilish, in the Gzeira of Shema Yale V'ilon, is Nischadish something that even if I go on the Ilon Erev Shabbos, but you see, very careful, you have to be very careful. It doesn't say that I am on the Elon, and I found myself on the Elon Be'erev Shabbos. I went on the Elon Be'erev Shabbos on Manas, that I should remain on the Elon on Shabbos. And that's a Maisa Kolduhu, which is equivalent to Nismach. And that was Gate the Rhine, the Ram says that all these things, a Nismach, a Nitlin, a Ein Mishtamshin B'Mechuba Klal. So it was Nischadish in this Shavuos of Mishtamish Mechuba is Nischadish in this Shavuos of Ein Mishtamish Mechuba that a Maisa Kolduhu is enough. A Maisa Kolduhu is Sagi. Okay? That's why the Ramban gives the example Kigayim. Ein Mishtamshin Mechuba, Kigayim Shein Nismachim. It's a reference to this Tesefta. And even such a thing is you would be Chayim Malkis with Rabbah. Okay? Now I want to say even further. Okay? That's the beginning. Okay? That's what he wants in this example. That's the Chiddush. And even more than that. Okay? You have to understand. The Rambam is Mechadish at the beginning of Perek Chof Aleph Hilchos Shabbos. He says, "Never b'Torah Tishbois, afilu b'dvorim hadoim melacha." And he says, two of them, ifilu melacha she'ena melacha. And he has two categories of ena melacha: either the doim melacha, they look like the melacha, or there's the gzeir Hashem meyavli de melacha. Okay, two categories. The question is, are they the same? Okay? In the Rama Pasha, the same. Okay? In the Ramban, I want to suggest they're not the same. Just before we start, even though it's very strange, the Ramban is mashma, they are a little bit. Let me remember, I told you that the Ramban says that it's Nischadish, in the Ramban's opinion, really also. Is because if the Rabbanon had said that this is Pshat and Pasuk, we would have to accept it. So since they say it's a gzera, that's the reason why we should accept the gzera. It's not a deraisa, but ki'ilu, that's the reason why they say lo sosa. If it's not that, then it's something else. Mishmalti, or it's shala vichol yagetcha. The Mikum Megillah and their Hanukkah, if they would tell you that just stating the Torah, you would say, Rabbeisai, what do you want? The black is black and white is white. That's not shouting the Torah. So it's only Shalom Vichy Agetcha. Okay? That's the Gemara in Shabbos. That's what he was the second Amorah. And then he says, when it comes to Shnias Arayis, no one would say that's shouting the Torah. Okay? So it's Ishmaltim is Mishmaltim. But he said that if the Rabbanan had said, called Shavuos, if they would say it, you would have to accept it, okay? A priori, if you ask me, but I don't understand, the Ramban's not mashma like that. He says, called Shavuos. If you would have asked me, I would have said, Otodi Shavuos, which is Doiman and Melacha, I understand that they would have said, this is a Teilesh, this is a Kaitzeh, so we would have to listen to them. But if they say that midrabbonon, that a shem yale be, that you shouldn't be oyle be ilon, mishtamish mechuba, shem yale be ilon, or doso, that's the pshah. Shem yitlosh, he said pshah and post, I would have said not so. But does state in the Ramban, when Ramban says, kol shvus, he assumes such a thing, that it's cool. I don't understand why. But I'll tell you, there is a cool in Ramban. In the Shavuos of Shema Yavoi. How do I know that? There is Ramban. There is a Ramban. Ibn Ozel says this in Ramban. The Ibn Ozel you find in Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph. He says a chiddush. Then Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash. Okay, we only say that in a Shavuos of Shema Yobo, Yidei Melocha. But in the Dei Melocha, there is a Shavuos B'Mikdash. That's what he says in Ramban. Our Shavuos Choyme, Chomo, Shedei Melocha, Neigat B'Mikdash. Kirmuch, Peribas, Medeir, V'Mukhul, he says in Ramban. Okay. So maybe that's the chiddush over here. That the shvus of mishtamish mechuba, we'll see other ones also maybe, are not a doimel melocha, only shem yovle melocha. And they also have on a lois aseh. And he also would be chai malchus. The seder. Okay? That's what I would tell you. The seder. That's one. Okay? That is mishtamish mechuba. Okay? It's a ma'isa koldo, it's mamash yimashun din chidish. It could be, okay, that's not this. Next. O shimitaltil amachat mecham alitzil. See here, he doesn't say eitzim rabonim, he says machat. He's not talking about muksa, he's talking about klishim alachdalisa. Correct? But if Klisha Machtarisha, which is not until Gufa Makoima, and the Isa of Klisha Machtarisha was part of Xavim Nechemim Bechakalia, correct? But after she teal, because they teal, the student called Kalim, it's Mutta until Gufa Makoima. So the question is, does the Ramban want to say, even though it's not a Shavuos, what's the chiddush with this? Is a Shavuos? And we'll see about this, okay? And what's this example? The Gzeir of Muksa was Gzeir Mukdemis. It was very early. It was even at the time of Dovin HaMelech. And it might have been even earlier than that. We don't have no idea when it was made. Because you know Gemara and Shabbos, and Lamar Mepeis, Kol Yuma de Shabbata, Havadovin, it was Dovin HaMelech, Havayosev, the Gomes, Kule Yuma. Ahu Yuma, the boy Lemenach Nashe, Kule, have a solid bedalga, he went up a ladder. If his dalga be to say, so he slipped. I guess maybe he was caused to slip, okay. Ishtik, he stopped learning and he died. Sholach Shloimoi, the Beit Midrasha. He sent the Shaila to the Beit Midrash. Abba Meis, Umutal Bechama, Uklov Mishabes Abba Re'evim. Ma'e Eser. Shochulei, Chatoich Nevela Vahanech Lefnei Aklovim. V'yavicho hanach alav kiko o tinoik v'tiltala. The nevela is doch a is doch loyal kelis, so doch machol behemis, doch not muksa. And there's a hetter a meis, a separate hetter, even though it's an isa tiltal muksa, of a hetter v'kirav kiko and tinoik. Okay, they say that. But you see there was an isa of tiltal muksa in the time of David HaMelech, which preceded the Chemi Bechakalia many years. Okay? You're talking about close to 500 years. Why? Because Shlomo HaMelech built the Bais in 420 years, and you have your 70 years of the Goyla. Okay? And the Chemi Bechakalia, when it was then, so it's basically close to 500 years. Okay? Of Gzeira Muksa. Come on, Beitza. Lamed Zayin Men Aleph. Ot to Tilta Latzer V'chaitza. So Tilta Muksa is a, because Shem V'yovol Lidei Chaitza. And that's Rashi saying, Ot to Lav is talking about Muksa itself. Tchilo is Chaitza Aidei Tilta Hi. V'chol Ma'ashe Gozul, Rashi says, or to tiltal avishum mutzor chaytso, tchilas chaytso are they tiltal hi? Chom ashe gozru, eino ele mishum chaytso. Vahayde le gozru, al tiltal keile vi oichlin, shelo yuchlu la'amoy bohen, levatel oinek shabes and simchas yontif. And that is when the Chemi Bechakali came later and added tiltal keile. And now she's talking about the original Gzeira from Tilta Muksa. Okay? Okay. Now, what is the Chashash Ritzo? What's going on over here? Okay? Let's just get to the bottom of this. And everyone says this all over. This, I didn't say anything yet. Now let's get started. Okay? So the Miri and the Psicha, the Mesechus Eruvin, writes the following. The Miri. Ukmo sha'amu bi'achan sha'beitza u'b'perik kol ha'kelin otu tiltu lab bishum hoitzo'o hu kloima she'in iko el shemitrich sha'ad, listen to this, listen to the lomdus involved, el mitrich sha'ado bishum ha'taltel eino lo'u iloi eino lo'u iloi l'seich beisoi shem yotzienu. He has nothing to do with it on Shabbos. So carrying things which he has nothing to do with on Shabbos were chishei shem yoytzi or dos the gzeiru from Yitzchak or dos the pshat. So you understand yourself that Caleb and Oichlim have nothing to do with this because you can use them on Shabbos in your house. And that's why they were guys on it. Where the guys are the total Amishu Yitzchak. Because since there's no tzerech, so maybe you may be mighty. So goof of the dogma, that which is not loyal attachment to the baseline, that's goof of the reason that the chash and the yoytzi, we basically shut up. And came with the chagogo guy, so the chayra, that there shouldn't be a reason to ask of them. And I said, because of that, the Ramban sheet is, I remember the first month I was in the shiur, he called this Ramban Bechamis, like, in the Balamor, like, he was like, you know, there's a Shaila, I'm making something on Shabbos, okay? For Tashmish, okay? I'm allowed to use it, correct? The Ramban is chilik on the Baal Ruach. And the Ramban says that if I'm making something avonim or eitzim for Tashmish and Shabbos, I can only be metalt of them for that which I was making for. Other things not. Okay? It's not a hafkof for muksa to separate head the tilto for that Tashmish. Because that Tashmish is already tzarech. And that Tashmish is tzarech. So there's no chashash v'tzor. But anything else, which is tachnat mitzarech, it's back to where it was. So according to Rabban, you understand why that should be. Okay, I thought that was a good example over here to put this in. Okay, that next. Now, let's get to Gzeirus Nechemim Mechakalia. Okay? He was going there, Itiru, Chosve Itiru. I always had a problem, and it's a very interesting problem, and I see that we shouldn't actually dealing with it. I had a problem because, you know, when I was a youngster, I started learning Maseches Megillah. And Maseches Megillah starts out that Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, you know what's going on? Is the Bezdin ain't Bezdin Yochel Levatel to be Bezdin and Golden Men of a Chochma Minion? Is the Gzei of Manchik Nesa Gedeva? The Gzei of Manchik Nesa Gedeva is no bigger Bezdin, okay? So Nechemi Bechakalia was the from the Chaberim in the Bezdin from Ezra Sefer. That was the Bezdin, okay? So how was it Itiru because of Itiru? How's the chpasa? What exactly happened? Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay? So I'll tell you what the answer is. There are two answers in the Rishonim, I think. One, the Rishon says Mufurish, that's the answer to the question. One, I think he says something, which I think that's the reason why he's dealing with this answer. The Sefer Yireyim says the Gzeira of Tiltum, Nechemi Ben Chakalia, was only the Oyser Dor. And the Issa, B'meshach HaDor, is only a Minig. Okay? That you find in Sefer Yireyim, in Siman Reish Ayin Dal, the Fush Yotchen Kuf Beis. Also, Chomim Shal Atal, no, okay? So, he answers the question. Because if L'Deiris is only a Minig, so they can hit you because we hit you. It's not in Bezni Yochel Vat, the Bezni Kamen Yochel Vat, correct? Similarly, I thought you have the Ritvo, okay? The Ritvo in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Gimel Vabez, the Ramas and Ton Rabonin, Rishoyin or Yoimim, Shloy Shekel Nitlin. Or the Kamen Amin and Kibimei, Nechemi Ben Chakalya, Nishnis Mishnizil, Shohoyim Mizalzman Bahisor Shabbos. We also get the Visiog with Takon Ladeiris at Shiamot Bezdin Viatir. What do you mean? Listen to what he says. She also Siog with Takon Ladeiris at Shiamot Bezdin Viatir. The Iru Hoyiso Gzeo Muchletes. Lo hoyu achroinim rashoim levatel. She'in bezn yochel levatel devit bezn chameiro. And they can go from him and go from him. She's mamish asking the question, answering it. The Ritva has used, the Ritva has developed a new idea in halacha, and he uses it in different places, in different ways. He has a new thing called gzeira she'in mochletes. Okay? He used this in Avodah Zorah, in the beginning of Avodah Zorah, for cases of the Eivor, or certain Heterim, and certain Gzeiris Rabbonim. He has differences in whether it's Chol of Akum, Gvinus Akum, he goes through various Gzeiris. If they were Gzeir Muchletes, you'd never find Heterim. If it was Gzeir She'enu Muchletes, then you can find Heterim. Okay? And he also says a new din, Gzeir She'enu Muchletes, that the din, that in the etzim takona, they gave the guy from another Bezin thing matters. No problem from a Bezin Yochel Levatel Divrei Chaver and go to Menor Chochum Minyan. So therefore, Tiru, Mechazri Tiru, there's no problem. So both, I thought, both the Reim and the Ritvo are dealing with this Kasha. Okay, I was always bothered. How is it possible? It's Tiru Mechazri Chavim Bechakalio or the Gemara Megillah, you know what's going on. Okay, so that's the answer. Now, next. Now, there are two questions you have to ask over here. First question you have to ask, what exactly was Nechemi Brachkali Geisa? Is it Muksa or is it Sephirisa? Okay. And then we'll see exactly more about this, okay? So I think there's machlokas rishonim about this. Okay? So I found a Ra'avad. Okay. The Ra'avad. The Ra'avad in Kosuv Shom in Beitza on Daf Aleph Omer Aleph and Daf Erev. Mamish the beginning. Omer Avrom calls their Shibush. He's going on the Ra'avad on the Baal HaMor. Call this Shibushu. Shibushu biyoda. The dove shemalachta li isa. Masha osu boy. Loi bo'u loi. Mishum muksa. Elo mishum mechze. Ki loitze lasa is boy malachta. Tuk pesishkach. So he's taken out of the area of muksa. Okay. So I always said to myself, according to the Ra'avad, you're going to talk about Bostel Dova Osna and Akrisha Machta Isa, it's all from Gansen, because not a Chesav Muksa. Okay? L'cheira, what he's trying to do, is assuming that according to the Baal HaMor, there it is, Muksa. Klishim Achta Lisa is Muksa. As far as Gufo Makoima. As far as it's not Gufo Makoima. Now, what probably is happening, according to the Baal HaMor, since Shalotso Gufoy Mekoimai, the thing has no, in other words, it has no Tashmish, so you're going to Metalpil. So it's, see, there are two issues. You're afraid you're going to Metalpil. And the question is, did they say when they made the Gzeir of Nechemi Bechakalia, and since when they, the real question is, when they made the Gzera, they say, since it was so rampant, there's a problem, we saw, so Mamela, everything, is even Dvorim, which are Tzrochim, but are not very much Tzrochim, we're failing to metal to them, or it's just them, a separate Heta, a Yisatoto. There's a Piskei Riz, that Klish Machtali Yisra, Shalom Tzor Gufa Makoimai, is only also according to Rav Yehuda. But according to Rav Shimon, who's Mata Muksa, Im Pacham Letzel. You get the same thing? Shh! The Av, the Kaimalon, Neshi Liko Bashav, is also the Taltaloi. Rav Yehuda. But it's Mutal Letzel Kufa Makoimai. This Piskei Rid you find in Shabbos Kufnan Zayim Aleph, and it's you'll see it, it's Mavish there. Okay, so the whole issue of Klishmach Leisa, what and when and where, is the whole issue of Tzor Guf Makoima. So it could come out then, and you have the option. See, the real question I want to know is this gezeira of Nechemiah ben Hakalia, is it a shvus? What's Tamas Sepulisa? And certainly I would tell you that if it's something to do with Muksa, it certainly is a shvus. And it can even be a shvus even if Kila wasn't part of Muksa, but there were guys in the Nechemiah ben Hakalia, a shvus of Tilto Kelim Shalotzach. Certainly possible, right? Now, there is a Ramban in Sherish Beis, which I want to read to you. V'chein shvus de Shabbos b'mei Ezra u'beis dino tiknu u'meihem ki'inyin shekosu u'meihem part of the types of shvus this pasuk shekosu v'atsurim yoshvu bo may be in Dag, v'chol mecher, u'moichrim b'Shabbos l'bnei Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, u'kmo she'omu, u'kimo she'omu, b'mei nechem b'chakalim nishtes mishnezu, hitiru v'choze v'hitiru, b'gmo Shabbos. So it's the chmofurish in Ramban, that the gzeif metiltel of nechem b'chakalim is a shvus. So whether it could be exemption in Muchletech or whatever you want it to be, but it's tacked on to Shvus. And I would assume that Ramban, that's what's going on over here. There's a Shvus of Mishtamish Mechuba, which the Maisa called the Hoof. There's a Shvus of something which we don't know if it's real Muks or not. Or the issue of tiltel is not a great issue because there is a tzorach in the keli, and still they made a shvus on it. Okay, that's two. This I just want to tell you, and if you want to talk about richlis, I don't want to go into it unless you want me to. You could have, once one could have asked the following. There is an issue, and you could make a case of it. Maybe you have to look in the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch, and in others, and we show you back and forth. There's a Gevurah, B'Shem Rabbi, and it's not like that. The question is, I'm sitting at my table on Shabbos, and I'm playing with my fork. And fiddling with my fork. I'm fidgeting with my fork. Okay? To klishamach de lehetta. Okay? So what's the scoop? So maybe it's awesome. Okay? So if it is, and that's also the gzeira from the Chevi Bechakalia, the only matir, mechamal etzel, a keli, which is not kiilu only, you know, only tzoruch kiilu gufa, to use it as a fork, okay? And except for the gimel keli, the question is the gimel keli is all clear achila. You know, I can go through this and Mamash explain it to you. But whatever it is, the Ramban doesn't pick this case. This is one point down. The Ramban picks the case of machat. He doesn't pick a case of a klisha machta leheta, which is not Mechamel Tzel. Okay? So, whether it could be that he doesn't Bechal hold that it's also. If he holds, like the great book Shem Rabbi, that Bechal was never a problem, so that's much better. Because it would be much a bichidish to say, you know, you understand. Okay? I just thought, if you want, I can go through all the Bekiyas, the Diukim and Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and Ritva B'Shem Rabbi. But I'm just pointing out, this is a mockum for Machshava. Okay? Now, next is the following. Amili Akum. Just want to get through this mockum. Each one is very interesting. Sha'oma Lugoy V'Osa. Amili Akum is only if the goy does it. She'oma, he's very careful. She'oma l'goy v'osa. So I just want to tell you one thing. If you're going to make a case, that Amir Yachim has to do v'dav v'dovo, which will show in the Shiltas, will show a Rashi someplace, so l'cheira has nothing to do with v'osa. Okay? And this is a very important point, because the Ramban is not in that camp. And that's what he's trying to stress. It's Amira going to be awesome. Okay? You say that? So let's see what it means. The Ramban in Shmos in Perek Gibbeis in Pasuk Tezayin. Ein on a mutolim batera al mlocha shel goy klal. Lo b'yoyim tov v'loy b'shabbos. Lo b'yoyim tov v'loy b'shabbos. El shiesh bo shvus midivreim. Im ho amira shelonu. O kmo shom amir le goy shvus. V'ze dov amavu b'gmola. So if the makor, the asmachta for all this, is the Ramban al Teira from Kol Molochel Lo Yehoseh Bohem, Alidei Goy, Kol Molochel Lo Yehoseh Bohem, so you understand why you need Amir LeGoy V'Yoseh. Because if it's not Yoseh, it's not Kol Molochel Lo Yehoseh Bohem. And that you will find the Ramban, Shmos, Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Tezayin, Avo Motzasi Mechil Tukom Molocho Yosem, Vlo Yisase Ato, Vlo Yisase Chavercho, Vlo Yease Goy Melachtecho. Ato Ime, Vlo Yisase Ato, Vlo Yease Goy Melachtecho, then he goes on and on, but this is the Makor. At least the Rabbi Drabon. So that's Amir LeGoy, the Osa. Okay. Now, this could be, if you don't want this, the pasuk, it's nice, the Ramban Chumash, right? Then you have the Shlichus of Rashi in Kuf Nun Gimel. My time is showing lay the mace of the Nochri, Vahali hu Shaluchoi, Lisan and Bishlisan and Bishabas. The question is, what do you do? See, what I want to tell you, and, okay, we still have time for this. You have to ask yourself two questions. I don't know how important it is, okay? You have to say, what about Amira Erev Shabbos to do Melocha on Shabbos? And Amira on Shabbos to do Melocha Motzoi Shabbos? Because Amira Lachum also, how does it all fit in? Okay? So the emphasis is, there is a Rashi in Avodah Zorah, but Rashi says that it's the Dabba Dovah. So we used to say, the Rashi is going on Erev Shabbos. So on Erev Shabbos, there's no problem. The problem is, it could be Erev, it was on Shabbos to go from Motzoi Shabbos. One second. The Rashi is over here. The Rashi of Avodah Zorah is Tezvov, Omen Aleph, the Ramascho, Kiva Dava Kanya, V'Eder Shal Yisrael, V'Shum Lefnei Yim, and the Mishal, go, yeah, Abba Garavi, yeah, Abba Shabbos, L'Tzav, B'nei Noya, U'Masha, Osa, L'Yisrael, Lo'im, Lo'im, V'Chom, Masei, L'Kach, V'Kach, V'Shum Tzokha, V'Sech, V'Dav, V'Dova. So my Rebbe used to say, Erev Shabbos, you need Shlichus. Because he didn't do anything. But David Dobo is a mule to go even to make a Malach HaMotzoi Shabbos. That's what he used to say. That's the Rashi in Mishachshich, Leshluchai, and the Rashi Nevo Vizora of Davidov. That's what he used to say. The question is, how does all this play out with Ramban? Avilu Lagoy V'Osa. Okay? So, what does it mean? So, I mean, if I speak to him on Erev Shabbos and he does it on Shabbos, it's all the same thing. And I speak to my Shabbos on Shabbos. And what about on Shabbos? But the Issa is Amir Lagoy V'Osa. And if I do it Erev Shabbos, do I have really Amir Lagoy? The question is, what's the Shavuos? See, here, there's a Chidush Ramban, and you might come to the conclusion of Chidush Ramban that Amir Erev Shabbos Lagoy Lassus Melocha B'Shabbos is not B'chlal Amir Lagoy Shavuos. But it's also for a different reason. It's because the Shabbos is mischalai the amiruzu and do with amiru yakov. This is a Ramban in kufnun aleph from an aleph. Holoy malagoy leich b'shabbos v'hove havevadi osa shafil hevi letzorich Yisrael. Tony vi ozim masis di osa. Vi afa pi shamiro legoi shivus bein sheyoy mal asei melocha yoy b'shabbos bein lemocho tahaynu amuri moni itiu shmus davir le shabbos damiro de lemocho afil mi Yisrael Yisrael bishim tzoch ekala umeis lo itiu amiro lo imaase בשבילון בדובה נעשה בשבס שבזו חילו שבס זו אין חילו שבס וכן אין הרגשוי באמירו די ערב שבס כבי פרק אמו כבי שלי שליחס איגרס ואפילו במייס וקל נמי עושו זו מסחל לשבס למוכו וכל ששבס מסחל בשבילו עושו ומלוך הנעש בשבס לא אמינים שכן. So there are two issues. There's one issue of a Shavuos, and there's one issue of Shabbos Mischal al Yodai, and you have to Mechal between the two. But what's important over here is to put together the following. There are three cases, and this is where the Ramban diverges in the Pshat Nigmor Eruv in Samaches Amad Aleph. Ma'azor Shavuos ve'eladirch ez HaShabbos, af amiru l'gnochri Shavuos ve'eladirch ez HaShabbos, homolei v'leishoni lon. Bein Shavuos the Isbei Maisa, the Shavuos the Lesbei Maisa, Domao Le Omao, Le Nochri Zil Achim. You didn't say to the Goy to heat up the water for the Mila. But what's this Shev Al Tasa? So the Shultis, in Pash Vayeho, Shulta Yud, Omali Hazo, Shavuos Viamira, Le Goy Shavuos, Vien Birchet Hashavuos. Omale umi le shonel cho ben shvus yis be meiser ben shvus let be meiser ho cho di bo baalma hu tichsi be da be dov das le shvus the shilt is says di bo also hil mut so the shilt is lechre is not a shvus be chal it's the da be dov I would say called rabban it's the chal shlichus or it's the loyasa belocha and it's a shvus but it's a shvus a shevi al tas and that's the chiddush. That a shvus b'shevi al tasa, you can have through an amira. That's a shevi al tasa. At the moment, we'll get for next week. We'll discuss when the shiur will be next week. But it's what you have over here is three cases of shvus. Each of them, which are have not that much to stand on. You have a shvus which is kimat with a ma'aser called the hu mishtabish b'mochobo. Okay, you have a shvus of machat, which was not part of the original gzeil of muksa, okay, which is a machat which has a heter, let's come let's say, which they were gezer on a shvus, and you have this shvus over here of amiru legoy v'osa, and all these three cases, we have Ki'ilu, there's a loisa said and I say on it. Okay? The next case we'll see is the next case is Tsiyagasa, and that's about Filu, and we'll see maybe that's not a Shvus B'chal. We'll have to see what that is. Okay?